Radio. For more, go to SeanOnRadio.com.
This is an emergency. Tempo has reached critical levels.
Now give me a beat.
Come on. Feeling so good.
I love it.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah.
Stand by for action.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. Check us out at ShaunaOnTheRadio.com. On Facebook at Facebook.com/ShaunaOnTheRadio. On Twitter at ShaunaOnTheAir. And on Instagram at ShaunaOnTheRadio. And check Lala out on Facebook. What's your Facebook?
It's Facebook.com/TheLalaMarie.
And we have been gone for almost a week.
Yeah.
2 weeks. We had some crazy stuff going on.
Both of us were having some wacky stuff happening in our lives.
Yes. I spent most of the week in the hospital with a family friend.
Yeah.
And taking care of her.
Oh,
and
God.
You've been busy.
My grandpa, he's in the hospital too. He's not supposed to be driving. When he got out of the hospital, he took the car without anyone. You know, we told him we couldn't, and he drove it to try to go to the bank, and he passed out in the car.
Oh my gosh. While driving?
Yeah. And on the way to the radio show, I think I passed him again. So I told my dad, I said, I think grandpa took the car again.
Oh my gosh.
So they have to take the car away from him.
Yeah, or take the keys or
something. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. But yeah, our weeks are not fun.
Not a good fun weekend. At all. I'm very tired. But put that all aside. You have good news.
I got a new phone.
Finally.
I haven't had a new phone in 3 years. And as Shauna knows, I can't text on my old phone. I couldn't answer calls. I couldn't respond to her. And now I have the new iPhone 7, and it is amazing.
You love it?
So far. I just got it today, so. But I could text, and that's what matters. I could search things, I could look stuff up, so it's really cool.
Well, that is all that matters.
Yeah.
I know I went to go get the new iPhone 7 through AT&T, and they said I could pay for it that day that I went, the other day. But I was not able to get the phone until the middle to end of November.
Oh my gosh.
Possibly December.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, is it a specific color you're trying to get?
No, I just said...
Okay.
You know, I want the 256 gigabyte.
Oh.
Because I use my phone all the time for
mm-hmm.
everything.
Yeah.
And I don't want to run out of space.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so they said that I wasn't able to get it till...
Oh, wow.
November or December.
Wow, I guess because I got the base model. Because I asked for the rose gold or the silver. And she's like, oh, well, that's going to be sold out for a while. Would you deal with black? I said, yeah, I really don't care because I'm not picky. But
right.
I guess since you have the more gigs, that's why.
And I'm not picky with color either because I always keep a case on mine.
Yeah.
So color doesn't really matter to me. But the gigabytes matter to me.
Yeah, of course.
And
yep.
I would even... go for 120 gigs, but they didn't have that either.
Yeah, everyone is... It must be everywhere, because she was having a problem getting stuff in.
Yeah. So that's our crazy week.
Yep.
Never ending. But there was a lot in the news, so...
A lot of bad stuff.
Yes, we will get to news next. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio.
Shut. My weakness is that I can't do much, and my scars remind me that the past is real. I tear my heart open just to fail. I'm drunk and I'm feeling down, and I just wanna be alone. I'm pissed 'cause you came around. Why don't you just go home? 'Cause I channeled all your pain. You're making me insane. All I can say is I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut, and my weakness is that I
drowning in the water. So I offered you my hand, compassion's in my nature. Tonight is our last stand. I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut, and my weakness is that I can't do much. And our scars remind us that the past is real. Can't I feel it down? And I just wanna be alone. You shouldn't ever come around. Why don't you just go home? Cause you're drowning in the water. And I tried to grab your hand. I left my heart open, but you didn't understand.
But you didn't understand.
Go fix yourself.
Can't help you fix yourself, but at least I could say I tried. I'm sorry, but I gotta move on with my own life.
I can't help you fix yourself, but at least I could say I tried. I'm sorry, but I gotta move on with my own life. I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut, and my weakness is too much. And our scars remind us that the past is real. I tear my heart open just to feel. I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut, and my weakness is that I can't do much. And our scars remind us that the past is real.
We're back and listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio, and lots has been going on in the news.
Yeah, unfortunately, it hasn't been good stuff. I mean, I was trying to find some good news stories, and it was kind of hard, but...
Yeah, there's really not much.
Yeah, we had the cop shootings, which was upsetting for me on both ends, because I don't feel that the cop should have shot the guy, the female with Terrence. Did you see that one?
Is that the one in North Carolina?
Oklahoma.
No.
Yeah, that one where the helicopters had footage of them telling the guy to, you know, put his hands up and don't move. And he was moving. Yeah, the lady shot him. The female cop.
Oh, no, that's not what I was... No.
Okay. Well, anyway, he was... I guess people called in that there was a car abandoned in the road or in the middle of the road. And there was a guy out of his car. It was like a highway type thing. And he was... acting weird. They say he looked like he was on drugs. So they went over there, the helicopter was flying over, and they told the guy said his car broke down, but they were telling him, okay, like, you know, come over here, keep your hands up, you know, you have to take precautions.
Absolutely.
Well, he had his hands up, but he kept moving away from them, and they're like, come, you know, get away from your vehicle, because he was going towards his car. They're like, get back over here, get on the ground. Whatever they told him, he didn't listen. He had his hands up, though, but he walked to his car. They said, we're going to tase you if you don't listen. And he put his hand on his car, and then they tased him, and the woman shot. And you see, like, I was watching the footage, and then the helicopter guy's like, oh, I think they tased him. And then you just see blood on the car.
Everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't agree with that. And I truly feel that she didn't set up to kill him. Like, she wasn't like, oh, I'm going to kill this guy. I think that she was nervous, and she pulled her gun, and it was maybe she thought it was her taser, or she knew it was her gun, and she just got so scared when she heard the taser go off, she shot. And I think that she was not trained properly, and I'm glad that she... Yeah, that there's no excuse for it. Yes, I do believe that he should have been listening. If he didn't walk that to this car, then, yeah, maybe he wouldn't have died, but... That officer, I'm glad that they are taking actions against her, and it wasn't right. But because of that, and then another shooting in North Carolina, what happens when we have cop shootings? We have riots. So we had all the rioting going on again, which I 100% will never agree with. I don't care what the reason is. It's just, it defeats the purpose. It defeats the purpose when you're burning down your cities and killing people. They protesters shot each other over it. Two protesters shot each other. So, what is it? All it's doing, instead of bringing everyone together, and making us get on the bandwagon of, okay, let's support what the movement is about. You make people just turn their backs on you and go, eh.
And hate each other, yeah.
And hate. It brings hate. So that's what went on with that. You know, that's still going on. But then you have the good sides of it. You know the guy who gives the Free Hugs Project? You ever see him?
Yes.
Free Hugs, he's amazing. So he went, actually, to North Carolina where the riots were, and he started hugging all the police officers. And in the video, you hear the protesters calling him racist names for hugging the police, cursing him out,
what?
You know, trying to fight him. And he turned around, he said, I don't know the exact words, but he was just basically saying, why? Why do you want to have more hate? I'm trying to fix the solution. I'm trying to bring everyone together. Why can't I hug him? He's not a robot. Just like, you're, because you're black, you're not a criminal, right? And the guy, the protesters were like getting in his face, you know, trying to fight him.
Unreal.
Yeah, so
he needs his own security.
Yeah, yep. So he was being picked on because he was a black man hugging a cop. They were kind of, you know, getting on him for that. So it just hasn't been really nice in the news with that. Then yesterday we had the FDNY battalion chief was killed in New York City.
I heard about that.
And that was really sad. I mean,
with the explosion.
Yeah, they went to a house and the house exploded. 20 plus people were injured. He died. He was the only one who died, but the cops, firefighters, the electricians, Con Ed, Edison workers, they were there. They all were injured, sent to the hospital. And I guess it was a drug house. So, because of this guy is now, you know, being charged with murder because he was, whatever kind of drugs it was, they're still looking into what kind of drugs, but it was a grow house, a drug house, and because of those drugs, that's why the house exploded as like it did.
Right.
And this FDNY chief, he had 3 kids, you know, perfect family. He was well-loved, well-liked, and it's just really sad that they lost a really good guy because of someone doing something illegal.
Yeah, well, I hope that he is brought up on charges.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he definitely will. I think they found him today, and they're still looking into, they're investigating everything else. But.
Good. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. And Lala, did you watch the debate?
I watched some of it, as much as I could bear to watch.
Yeah, same here. You know, I had watched probably about the first hour,
mm-hmm.
and then I kind of just zoned out.
Yeah.
I think it's a joke.
It has become a joke on both sides of it, and I mean, I know there's a lot of Hillary supporters and there's a lot of Trump supporters, and people that like Hillary feel that Trump doesn't know what he's doing, and people who like Trump, they feel like she's a liar. I see both sides of everything. You know, when I see him, I like that he is open and just says what he wants to say. He's not trying to he's not sugarcoating. And I agree maybe with the other side that he doesn't know how to run a country. You know, he doesn't have the experience. But I don't know. I think the people, we want something different, and that's why, that's the question you always get asked, is how did he even get this far? Why are people voting for him? And I try to tell people, I'm like, because everyone's tired of politicians. You know, they're tired of those fake lies and answers that they give just to please people or just to get the votes. And they're just tired of it. And that's why. Right or wrong, that is why.
So that is why.
I didn't watch it all, but it was funny, the memes that people were making.
Yeah.
And someone said, like, wow, I give them both credit. They're really old and they stood up there for 90 minutes without having to pee. And that, you know, that part, those parts are funny, but...
Did you see the one I posted about the drinking the wine?
No.
Wine glass? It said every time...
Oh, yeah.
Trump says this, 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 and this, take a sip of your wine. Every time Hillary says...
Taxes or whatever, take a sip of the wine.
Yeah, this, this, whatever it was, take a sip of your wine. So I wrote, you know, we'll never be able to put down the glass.
Yeah. Yep, you would have been drunk every time that Benghazi was brought up, or taxes, or the emails. You'd be drunk.
Yeah.
You'd be drunk.
Exactly. So, you know, I don't even know what to say. Like I said, I think it's a joke.
It's going to be tough, but I honestly feel that, because I'm a big conspiracy theorist, that Hillary will win because that's who the government wants to win. I don't believe that it's really what we choose. It's, they already have in their mind who's going to be their puppet.
That's what I said the other day to somebody, that I think that it's rigged. I mean, maybe...
Oh, yeah, it is. It is.
Maybe I'm wrong, but...
Who's going to be the better puppet? That's all it comes down to. Who's going to be the puppet? And I don't think Trump can be a puppet. It's, you know, Hillary can. So that's why I feel she's going to win no matter what.
Yeah.
But we shall see and hope for the best.
Yes. We'll see if we're right. We'll check back at this conversation in November and align back to it and see if we're right. On that note, we'll be right back. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop top, find a spot to pit. Then I'm a kid rocking up and down your block, go with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chillin' the most, then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars, get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam, find Motown, tell the rules and come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons, and set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid rockin', I'm the real McCoy, and I'm headed out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
with a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby,
west coast chillin' with the booms whining.
Train rolls in, it goes like dust in the wind. I once was lost,
but now I'm just blind.
Palm trees and weed, scab knees and rice. Get a map to the stars, find Heidi Fleiss. And if the price is right, then I'm gonna make my bid, boy, and let California hate. No one to call me a cowboy.
Lala on the radio, and we always do a segment called Blue Line Hero Time, where we feature police officers going above and beyond and doing great stuff in our local community or around the country. So this week, Lala, you have a story about your husband?
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much that he was a hero, but it's just the positive stuff that I would love to talk about more. And my husband got, a pastor of a church came to the precinct and said to my husband, you know, we really appreciate all that the police do, and we really would like to show our appreciation. Would you come to church next week and for a meet and greet with the community? So, you know, my husband didn't know what to think, because in today's day and age, you know, everyone hates the police. You know, is this like a setup? Is this something that you're going to go there and people are going to complain to you? You just never know.
Right.
But anyway, he told his officers, he told them, you know, get dressed nice in your dress uniforms. Let's go to the church on Sunday morning. And they wanted the families to come. So, you know, of course I went, my son went. And it was a Baptist church. It was called People's Regular Baptist Church. And, the pastor, his name was Reverend Tommy Jackson, and he was amazing. They made us breakfast. They shook our hands, even, you know, the wives and children, and they hugged us. They cried. They told us how much they appreciated the police officers and the police officers' wives. It was just so beautiful, and, you know, they did this whole sermon. They prayed for us. They prayed with us, and they were just saying that with everything that's going on in the world and in our country with police officers, that they know that the good ones don't get appreciation and don't get noticed, the good cops. And they want to show that. They know that without the good cops, that this country could fall apart, the communities would fall apart. You know, if you couldn't call someone to save you or help you in situations, there'd be a lot more death, a lot more crime, all of that without police officers.
Yeah.
And, you know, he compared it to, like, the sheepdogs. Like, police officers are sheepdogs. They protect the sheep from the wolves. And that's what police officers do. They protect the sheep from the wolves, the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, it was beautiful. And, you know, my husband teared up. What the community came out to do for us. And I think that more communities should do this for police officers.
Absolutely.
Because it does make a difference. Because my husband felt so happy. He said in his 8.5 year career, that was his proudest moment when the community came together to do that for the officers. And
yeah.
I appreciate it. And I just want to say my thanks if any of them are listening, or if any other communities, I think that you should get out there and do something like that. You don't have to make them breakfast like they did for us, but, you know, just a meet and greet. Show them, like, hey, you know what? We appreciate you guys. We know that you're doing good stuff, and
yeah,
we support you. And that's what they were saying, so...
Can the community just stop by and maybe drop off, like, bagels and coffee?
Yes, that happens.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, that happens a lot. You know, the bad thing is that there's always going to be that fear, like, what if it's someone that doesn't like the police, they're trying to make them, you know, do something bad.
Right.
But I know people have paid for Mike's lunch when he's out eating. Just random citizens, like, in the restaurant or wherever, they'll pay for their lunch. You know, go up to the counter, like, I want to pay for the officer's lunch. I know that people have brought pizzas. I saw, even in New York City, when we just had that bombing,
yeah,
that people were bringing all the officers that were on guard, Starbucks coffee, donuts. So anything like that, really, it really makes them feel good. Because I know that my husband and his officers felt amazing leaving that church, like, hey, you know what? We do matter, and people do care about us, and we shouldn't give up hope on the community.
Absolutely.
And you don't want the police officers to give up hope either.
No.
Because that's not good. And I know there are bad cops out there, like this last shooting. I don't believe that she was a horrible cop, like that she wanted to kill someone, but she was a bad cop in terms that she didn't know what she was doing. So
she was inexperienced.
We have to weed that out and show appreciation to the good guys. So that's...
Absolutely.
What I wanted to talk about today.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And so if any of you have an experience, positive experience with a cop going over and above, let us know. We want to hear about it. You could email us at shauna@shaunaontheradio.com.
keep breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. I don't want.
listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio, and celebrity news hasn't been so great this week.
No, I think all celebrities are going through some tough times right now. That's what it seems like. I mean, unfortunately, everyone. Unfortunately, we lost the golf legend Arnold Palmer last week. He died at the age of 87, and he was suffering from heart problems. So he was big with the golf. You know, he won 7 majors. He gave us the Arnold Palmer drink, which is that iced tea mixed with lemonade.
My favorite.
Yeah, that's good. So I mean, that was a tragedy. Then the other tragedy was Miami Marlins. The baseball player, he was 23 years old and he died, or 24, I'm sorry, 24 years old, Jose Fernandez, and he was killed in a boating accident in Florida.
So sad.
I know. I guess the other guys on board with him, there's 2 other men, and they died too. But their boat crashed into a jetty, you know, when they stick out of the water, and
yeah,
it's really sad. He was so young.
I know.
But, I mean, Brad and Angelina got divorced. That was the other thing. That's like the big news.
That's, yeah, you know.
Huge news.
If you haven't heard that Brad and Angelina...
you're under a rock.
You're definitely under a rock.
Yep, so that's the big news. And then you see all the tweets about Jennifer Aniston, like, how she's like karma, you know. I was for Jen. I love Angelina, but during that breakup, I really felt for her. So, karma does come back.
Now they have, I guess... Jen's husband?
I don't know.
Or a boyfriend, whoever she's dating, in the mix as well.
Oh, God.
He's, you know, mad that they're bringing Jen involved.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Drama.
As usual. I mean, some positive news. I mean, who says millennials have no goals? Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan. And you know who Mark is, right?
Yes.
The creator of Facebook. Him and his wife are going to... They plan to wipe out disease by the end of the century. And that's amazing. I mean, if they can do it. That is amazing. So they're putting $3 billion over the next decade toward curing, preventing, and managing all diseases. And, it makes sense. And they're going to bring scientists in, engineers, building tools, and technology to empower the scientific community and, you know, fund all this stuff.
That's great.
And Mark quoted... We spend about 50 times more treating people who are sick than we invest in research. So you won't get sick in the first place. We have the opportunity to leave the world a better place than we found it. And that is truly amazing. And he's right, because we spend so much money on trying to fix problems and diseases and illnesses and cure them. Why not spend the money to stop them in the first place?
Yeah, exactly.
So that... I can't even tell you how amazing that is for them to do.
Is this in the United States and around the world or in...
I mean, they're in the United States, so I'm guessing they're going to start... They're going to bring scientists from all over the world. Once they find it... I mean, pretty much every country has about the same kind of issues they're dealing with, some worse than others, but if we can figure it out with all that money, I'm hoping that they can. The problem is going to be the pharmaceutical companies. They don't want cures. They don't want to fix things. So that's who they're going to be up against. And they have a lot of money. You know, those companies. So hopefully the good wins over the bad people.
Yes, hopefully.
But,
and I'm sure they'll take up, like, donations and stuff like
that. Yeah, I'm sure people will jump on the bandwagon. Other celebrities, I hope, contribute, donate money to that. And then that would be great for our kids and their kids to have a... disease-free world, or not even that it has to be disease-free, but curable. Everything, curable. So, busy week in celebrity news we had.
Certainly. Well, hopefully next week will be a little bit better news.
Yeah.
No more deaths.
No more deaths. No more shootings.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. We'll be back with an email from a listener. And then we'll close out the show. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio.
master's chambers, they're gathered for their feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio, and right now we have an email from a listener.
Yes, we do. We have an email, and it says, "Dear Shauna and Lala, I'm a single guy ready to get on the dating scene. I just came off a long-term relationship. My question is, how do you feel about online dating? I'm going to try Plenty of Fish, but I'm not sure if it's a good idea. What's your thoughts? Joe from New Jersey." Well, I have some thoughts on it because I actually was on Plenty of Fish.
So was I.
Yeah, okay. So you too. You know how it is.
Yes.
Plenty of Fish is full of creeps. No. But it is...
Mostly.
Yeah. Plenty of Fish, I've come to learn, is a lot of guys that aren't really looking for relationships. They're exactly. looking for, like, one-night stand type things. I don't know about the girls because... I'm, you know, obviously a female, and I wasn't on there for that reason. I was on there looking for friendship or getting to know a guy.
Right. Not just one email and ending up in a hotel room.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I really can't speak for the girls on there other than myself. But, I mean, as a guy, you might have better luck finding a girl on there. For girls, not so much, unless you're looking for, like, a one-night stand. But, yeah, I would definitely try it if you don't want to pay for, like, Match.com and all of that. Plenty of Fish is free, and you can see people in your area. You might meet someone nice like me.
Yeah.
Like, but or Shauna. Yeah, me or Shauna. But, yeah, go for it. Make in your profile, kind of state that you what you're looking for, and I'm sure the right type of girls will come around.
Yeah, I remember I wrote in mine, no creeps. No one it stands.
Yeah. No, I had to do that, too. Because you just meet these crazy people. Like,
or they just write, like, hi.
Or like, the first conversation you have with them, they're planning out the rest of you. Like, I don't know. One guy was... We had one conversation, and then it went to, so you should come see me. And then, oh, maybe we'll do this and that. And then when I was like, whoa, let's take it slow, then he got offended. And was like, you know, F you. Started being, like, a complete... a-hole to me.
Yeah.
So I had to write that, like, no arrogant, you know, whatever.
Right.
But, so yeah, as a guy, you should have some luck. Just state in there what you want.
I think guys have better luck than women do on...
Yes, definitely.
Dating websites.
Definitely.
Yeah. Good luck, though. I've never gone on another one.
No, me. Oh, never, never, never.
Mm-hmm. Waste of time.
Just go out, I guess, and meet people.
Yeah.
Not in clubs or bars, but different areas. Go to church. Good luck.
And if you want to send us an email, if you have a question, want to say hi, need advice, email us, Shauna@ShaunaOnTheRadio.com. And that's the show for this week. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. Check us out at ShaunaOnTheRadio.com, on Facebook, at Facebook.com/ShaunaOnTheRadio. Lala, what's your Facebook?
And Facebook.com/TheLalaMarie.
And check us out on Twitter at Shauna on the Air and on Instagram at Shauna on the Radio. We will see you next week.